Malachim Aleph Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So the tefillah so far has been about us praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, some of the negative aspects of our own behavior that Shlomo HaMelech does not conceal, if he's going to truly daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and open his heart, he's also going to open his heart about our shortcomings as a people. And this is one of the reasons that many of the Mefarshim say that this was a silent tefillah. He's standing there in front of all Klal Yisrael, who is standing in silence with his hands raised to the heavens, but he's not uttering this out loud, because this would be very hard, possibly, for the Jewish people to take, even at the moment that we are at one of our highest spiritual heights in the history of the Jewish people. Lamed Aleph, Es Asher Yechata Ish L'Reyehu. If a person sins to his fellow man, V'nosavo Allah L'ha'al Lo So, and incurs the curse of an oath upon himself, Uva Allah lifnei mizbachacho b'vayis hazeh, and that curse comes before your mizbeach in this Beis Hamikdash, lamed beis v'yata tishma hashomayim, may you listen from the heavens, even though the Shechina is here in the Beis Hamikdash temporally on earth, but the main dwelling place of the Shechina is outside the physical realm that we are accessible to, and is in the Shamayim, in the great heavens, v'yalsisa v'shofatata es avodecha. May you do and judge your servants, l'harshia rasha, to declare the wicked one guilty, l'aseis darko b'rosho, to place his ways on his head, consequences of his terrible deeds, u'l'hatzdik tzadik l'ases lo kitzidkaso, and to declare the tzadik, the innocent one, the righteous one, innocent, to mete out to him according to his tzidkus, according to his righteousness. So, what are we referring to here, and what is Shlomo talking about? So, one shot, the Malbim brings this down, is that the sin that a person might commit and brings a curse upon the one doing the Avera is adultery. For example, the Sota, the woman suspected of adultery, has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and has to drink the Mei HaMarim, the bitterness water, and say the Allah, say Amen to the curse that is pronounced. The water is harmless, but if she's guilty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals her guilt by causing the water to cause her body to swell until she dies. But if she's innocent, she gets health and fertility and a much happier home life than she has at this point. But the adulterer experiences it as well. So the male who is with the married woman is also going to suffer an unnatural death when she does, after drinking the Mei HaMarim of the Sota. And it's a sign of his guilt. So the wicked ways are revealed in the punishment for the wickedness. You know, the kinds of diseases that people can get after living a life of vice and immorality are repayment of exactly those black deeds that they committed, those negative wicked deeds, that they committed. Some say that this is not actually talking about zanus at all, but it's about monetary disputes, where the court, and in two Mishnayos a day right now, we are actually learning Shavuos, and I am listening to the guy giving the shiur, who happens to have the same voice that I am using right now in this shiur, and it's about somebody who makes a dishonest oath. And the court imposes a Shavuah on one of the parties, and that doesn't have to happen in the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, but a dishonest person who's trying to show off might say, you can even bring me to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'll swear. He's lying. He's going to swear falsely. So Shlomo, according to the Radak and Ralbag, is davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu defend the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash by punishing these people right away without delay. So the people will recognize the great Kedusha, the great sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi is the one who brings down that it's talking about the Sota. And if a person does evil to other people, cheating people out of money, that's a religious sin as well. Oh, who does it really hurt anyway? So I stole a little bit of money. Big deal. It is a big deal. So Shlomo here is davening that the Beis HaMikdash and Tfilos be accepted. And if you think back to any Siyum HaShas or any public Jewish event that you may have been to in your life, how often have you ever heard anybody talk about negatives? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish all of the Chatoyim. No, it's all great. It's all art scroll biography. It's all positives. Oh, we never did anything wrong. We're fabulous. Look at this great gathering of Teda. Shlomo HaMelech is really not hiding anything, which is one of the great things about Nach in general. Nothing is ever covered up. Nothing is ever told halfway. Shlomo is putting in the Beis HaMikdash. He's installing and inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash. And he wants to get off on the right foot. The right foot of honesty. The right foot of truth. The right foot of how we are going to behave before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so as he goes on, we're going to see that he says other negative things. Things that ordinarily we would not want our leaders to say about us, because we want to hide all of those things. But Shlomo is being brutally honest, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects nothing less, and because he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all of this anyway, and Shlomo is begging for mercy on us if we deserve it on some level. He just said the wicked person has his wickedness boomerang on his own head. But there are times when we do commit averos as a people, and he wants rachmanis for us in those instances, as we will see.